We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the 2021 basketball season's here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-to-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week, and if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-to-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. That means a couple things. First of all, Bob and Andy are back in. It also means, yes, we will announce our winner from the Ask Ross segment, and that is Dave from San Diego. Dave asked Ross if he's in the spirit of the season than giving. Did he have any quarterbacks as an offensive lineman give him presents at the end of the season? Mm-hmm. Well, that led to multiple stories from Ross. So
I've heard the Tom Brady one. Did he bring out the Tom Brady one again?
Drew Bledsoe. Yes, he talked Drew Bledsoe and his sharp new phone. So right. We got that story, guys. So anyway, let's move on. Gentlemen, the big story, I think, going forward over the next couple of weeks, and it's going to probably happen pretty quickly, is who's coming in and who is going out. So I wanted to talk to you guys what your thoughts are and what your recommendations would be for some of these players. And there's really I classified the players two ways. There are the seniors who in a normal year would have been finished with their eligibility. And then there's the guys who are draft eligible who might have NFL careers. I want to start with you, Andy, this time. Sure. Let's talk about those seniors, those guys. Are there players who are best served coming back? And let me just read some of the names off for you just for reference. I think we have Michael Mennett, Will Fries, Tariq Castro-Fields, Jaquan Brisker, Shane Simmons, who has already announced he's not coming back, Lamont Wade, Shaka Tony, and Antonio Shelton. I think those are the names. Mm-hmm. Andy, who should come back among them?
Well, and honestly, I put a tiered list together because you told us we were going to be talking about this. And I don't have any of those. I can't see a viable reason for any of those guys you listed, Jim, that I don't think there's I don't think they should come back. I could see a case that all of them should probably be gone. I'm not just saying that because I can't. And somebody said something to me that's interesting now. In 2020, with the way the eligibility and everything is, usually you have a ticking clock against you, right? These guys don't have a clock ticking against them. So they get to they have the luxury of figuring out how life fits into football, not how football fits into life. They're actually fortunate that they get to do that without a ticking clock over their head. So, but in terms of the next level and how much they put into it and what they need to do, I can't see one of those guys coming back. Maybe you see it differently, Bob, but I can't make a plausible case for any of those guys to come back.
Well, before you give your input, Bob, the way I look at it is for these guys to come back, 5-6 years of playing college football is a lot of time. I look at it, some of the Michael Mennett I'll use as an example. I don't think as a business decision he can help his case at all in the draft. I think people know what he is, and staying another year would not change his draft status. But I look at a couple of these guys that I think, boy, it might be the right business decision to come back. What do you think?
Well, on the list that you gave me, just as somebody like Antonio Shelton, fifth-year player, but the league already knows what he is. Well, actually, they didn't. I don't know if you guys saw. Not only is he a very good run stopper, but he's a tremendous dancer. I don't know if you saw
that. Yes!
From the Illinois game, but he might be the pound for pound, easily the best dancer on the team. I don't know how that fits in at the next level. As far as the rest of the guys, four of the guys you mentioned, Jim, they already have Senior Bowl invites. Mennett, Tony, Brisker, and Tariq Castro Fields. And I would say that, you know, Brisker was named first team All-American at safety by Pro Football Focus. That, to me, is – I think that something like that goes a long way as well, because those guys tend to look at players very much the way that maybe NFL teams do. I agree with Andy. I can't make a solid case for any of those guys maybe to come back. I think – and I don't think after quarantining with James Franklin since June, I would say there is a negative 100% chance of any of them coming back. I just think the way that 2021 is going to look, there's still going to be some protocols in place. And I just think, 5 years with James Franklin, quite frankly, is probably enough.
Well, I don't think any of them will be coming back either, but I think in hindsight, when we look at this a year from now or 2 years from now, I'm not sure Tariq Castro Fields and Jaquan Brisker couldn't have helped their draft status by coming back for another year, but we will see about that. Let's flip now to the guys who are draft eligible. Mm-hmm. And this time, Bob, I'm going to give you first crack at it. The names that I wrote down were Pat Freiermuth, who obviously has already announced that he would go. Mm-hmm. But a couple other names are Rashid Walker, mm-hmm. Jahan Dotson, Jason Owe, and PJ Mustafer. Right. I suspect I may have missed somebody, but those were the guys that I have listed.
No, those were the names I was looking, and good on you, Jimmy, for throwing Mustafer in there. I'll tell you, I really thought he was I think the second half of his year this year was obviously better than the first half. But he wasn't, in my mind, I was watching him, he wasn't as disruptive as I thought he could be. I did notice that his neck roll kept expanding in size as the season went on. That's not that easy to do. That thing was gigantic. I don't know if he had a neck injury or what, but I just think, you know, if you're going to be a third-year junior, you know, the NFL is going to look at your good tape and your bad tape, right? So those guys, for me, they had to have looked like they belonged on the field against Ohio State, you know, a game like that. Even the Indiana game. I didn't see enough from him. I think he definitely comes back. I think the most interesting name that you mentioned is actually Rashid Walker. I might be a little higher on him than most, but I think, you know, Rashid Walker, I think, is already, he kind of, the NFL knows about him a little bit. I think right now, you know, I could make a case that maybe an NFL team would look at him possibly in the second round. I think that's a 50-50 call. It's going to be up to him. But he physically, to me, looks like he's pretty close to being ready. But I do think if he returned, we're talking about a first-round pick if he takes another step next year. I would like to see him back. I think Jason Owe is going to go. I just think the first-team All-Big Ten status by the coaches, not the media, kind of was a message to him that he might be ready for the next level. I think he's going to go. Jahan Dotson's an interesting one. I would say this: he's not the biggest receiver, and I just don't know. You know, he did a lot. He did a lot in 9 games. I don't know if he can stay healthy enough and replicate a season like that, because he really showed he was dangerous run after the catch. He showed he can return. He's not going to get much bigger. A healthy Jahan Dotson, I don't know. If he got some feedback from the NFL that said he would be a top 100 player or maybe higher, I think I would make a strong argument that he maybe should leave as well.
How about you, Andy? You agree with Bob?
So I want to start with the last one Bob put first. So you look at Jahan Dotson and you're like, the question's going in the air, is he a number one receiver? And then you look back at 2019 and you go, what was the difference between KJ Hamler and Jahan Dotson? You know what I mean? Like, in terms of production, offense, value, big play capability, run after the catch, ability to separate and get himself open. I mean, I don't see how it gets any better for him. Can he come back in 2021 and make it look any better? I mean, he's as draftable to me, almost as draftable at the same level as KJ Hamler was for the Denver Broncos. I'm like, Jahan Dotson's got to go. Rashid Walker is the more interesting one. Does he want to be a second or third round pick? Or does he think the value proposition is high enough? Bob's right. He's got all the skills and tools. He just needs one more level of refinement to become a potential third round pick. He has the highest risk on the table in terms of upside. His upside is still there, but he can still make himself a good living and valuable by coming out now. Always gone. I think Mustafa needs another year. I think PJ Mustafa needs one more year, and then PJ Mustafa is a top good term to use, top 100 guy, and I agree. I think always gone, 100% for sure.
Bob, real quick, what does this conversation look like that the coaches, specifically James Franklin, has with one of these players to decide should they move on or not? And I'm not talking about the guys who are obviously NFLers. I'm talking about the other guys where there's question marks.
Yeah, well, James publicly says that if you think he can be a first round pick, you got to go. If you don't, you should probably think about staying. I'm not sure that's true, but I do think that James is honest with players, and I don't think he's necessarily recruiting them to stay and telling them some stuff that maybe isn't truthful. I think he's pretty honest. I think he appreciates the impact they've made at Penn State. But I think if he thinks a player is 50-50, I think he will always kind of push the merits of staying in school another year. But I think he's going to have an interesting conversation with Rashid Walker and probably Jahan Dotson. I think he has to know that Jason Owe, he might actually still be a first-round pick. I don't know about that, but you know what? A second-round pick, you know, there's good money to be had there, and you're playing for a second contract. I believe that James is kind of fair and honest with his players, and if you're a player, that's all you can ask for.
That is exactly it. All right, guys, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I want to wish all of our listeners a fantastic and safe holiday season, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The 2021 basketball season is here, and to celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.